Coma Girl by Stephanie Bond. Introduction. For as long as I can remember, I've had insomnia. I've always been a night owl and a morning person, surviving on 5, maybe 6 hours of sleep cobbled together in restless bouts. In hindsight, I realize all my life I sort of resented having to sleep. I suppose I was afraid on some subconscious level I'd miss something important or exciting or unrepeatable, which makes my current predicament all the more ironic. I am in a deep vegetative state, better known as a coma. Other people refer to my situation as sad, heartbreaking, even tragic. I find all the attention rather strange, considering before I landed in bed 3 in the long-term care ward of Brady Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, I was the girl no one paid much attention to. I was the middle child, middling pretty, middling smart, a middling achiever with a middling personality in a middling job at a middling company. My name is Marigold Kemp. But these days I'm more commonly referred to as Coma Girl. Apparently, I have a bit of a following. I've trended on social media. I have my own hashtag. Since it appears I'm going to be here for a while, I thought I might as well start telling my story. There have been a few twists and turns as to how I got here, and doubtless more to come. The list of pluses of being in a coma is pretty darn short. But if I had to name the best thing, it's that you can learn a lot when people think you aren't listening. I am the ultimate eavesdropper. And friend, if I ever wake up, I'm gonna write a tell-all. Meanwhile, I'll tell you.